Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T kicking up her heels. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Amazon Music, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a follow. And you found me on TikTok. Well, TikTok to you. And I shout out two cities that are apparently listening to us. One is Lausanne, Switzerland. Lausanne is the home of the International Olympic Committee, multinational corporations, and over 50 international associations. I don't know if they heard of our approval of their Paris Olympics. Anyway, glad y'all were listening. Our other town is Havington Hall, England. Havington has a rich history of interior halls, enthralling tales of devotion and Catholic persecution. There's no less than 7 priest hides here. Even more impressive collection of rare Elizabethan wall paintings and many other historic tales. Giving y'all a round of applause.
Alcohol is always flowing freely here on the back porch. When I drink, I don't get drunk.
Yikes.
I get awesome. Don't I, babe?
You're great.
Today I'm having my first love, 7 and 7. Kat, what you got?
It is getting kind of cold here on the back porch. I've just got a little thing of Swiss Myth, a little pepper and schnapps to go along with it.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, today we're going to compare the bands from here in the divided states of America to the bands from England. And here's what got it started on this. I remember when I first was getting into music big time in my teens, and I heard this band called The Smiths. Then I heard this band called Echo and the Bunnymen.
Are you going to make me cry right now?
Then I heard The Cure. And then I heard Catherine Wheel. And I kept hearing all these bands and not paying attention, right? Where they're from or whatever. Didn't matter.
You're not pulling out a map.
And then it just hit me. It was like, all this music that I started digging in my late teens, early 20s, they were all from England. And I didn't know why. The other day, I asked Alexa to shuffle songs by whoever it was. And about 4 songs in, I hear this song that catches my ear. So I hit the Shazam app.
Right.
And you know what the Shazam app is, right?
We use it all the time in restaurants for some reason.
You just tap it. And it'll tell you the artist and the name of the song. And the band was called Pale Waves. Song was called There's a Honey. We had the band on Band of the Week a couple months ago. So I pull up Pale Waves on YouTube, listen to a few songs, watch a couple of videos. And I go, here we go again. Another good band from England, just playing little catchy power pop songs that make you smile, brighten your day. And Pale Waves, they're not going to be, you know, big, not going to make any big noise or anything, hit the charts, but they're great. And, you know, Pale Waves, they're just drums, bass, guitar, and vocals. And to me, that's all music should be, is 4 people in a room making a pretty noise. Still today, it seems like when I get lucky and discover new music that I like, 9 times out of 10, the band is from where?
England.
over in the UK, these bands have blown me away. The Arctic Monkeys, The Editors, Wolf Alice, The 1975, Stereophonics, all of them are just bands making killer music with, again, bass, guitar, drums, and vocals. Now, if I was to pile on, which is not my style, but here we go. The Who, Zeppelin, Bowie, The Cure, Roxy Music, Radiohead, Joy Division, Stones, Beatles, Smiths. I could go on and on. All Brits.
Yes.
Here in the States, as of right now, we have Taylor Swift, Wallen Morgan, or Morgan Wallen, whatever the fuck his name is. We got nothing. Okay, we got Jelly Roll out there. Post Malone is trying. He's I like some of his stuff. He's trying. It's brutal. Okay. I mean, now we do have Paramore, Kings of Leon, who are really the only bands I can think of right now, you know, from the good old US of A that don't suck.
So are you wanting a third British invasion here?
We got to have something.
Because the first would, of course, would be the Beatles. And then the second would have been the second invasion. There's all those bands that you and I loved.
It just seems like Cure. In the UK, they move forward. In the States, we keep going backwards.
I don't know. Is it because record companies are involved? I mean, there's no place where there's, you know, how like Seattle had a moment and all the sound came from that. And
We haven't had a scene.
We haven't had a scene. Okay.
To blow up. You know, we're hyping up a new Green Day album. Come on now.
Hello. They had a Broadway show. Come on.
Okay.
When you hit the Broadway show, that's your career, okay?
Okay, the Blink 182 tour, I listened to some of that on YouTube. Brutal. I mean, it was brutal. Now, we have had great bands in the States. Don't get me wrong. Van Halen, Springsteen, Jimi Hendrix, Skinner, Nirvana. But overall, we have not held up well against the competition from England.
What have you done for me lately? Nothing.
Again, with the taking a step back, which boy do I know about that. Motley Crue will not go the fuck away. Guns and Posers, this overrated piece of shit, they're still out there trying to play live.
Remember when we were cool? Remember when we were cool? Come out and see us.
Hell, we still had Aerosmith trying to do another tour before they bit it. I mean, it's sad. And it's pathetic. Now let's look at the music festivals in the States.
Festivus.
And compare them to the ones in England. There's no comparison, is
it? No way. I mean, especially like the one in Cali. That's so freaking commercialized. It's unreal. All your influencers are there.
Reading and Leeds. Glastonbury. Parklife. Isle of Wight Festival. They show segments of these music festivals on one of these music channels we get on DirecTV. And it's awesome. It's one killer band after another over there. And we have nothing. Nothing that compares to those festivals. Over here, we got the same what crappy metal fest, or Pharrell Williams is trying to do some something in the water bullshit.
Well, he missed a filing the other day, so I don't even think something in the water is going to be in the water in Virginia Beach this year.
Anytime you hear about a festival over here, it's a disaster. Unless it's Country Fest or something, then it's great. Eric Church, the Chief, showed up with his glasses on. To me, it's a slam dunk for the UK. I don't know why. Over there, they write better songs. The Brits, maybe it's their accent. Or they sing better. I don't know what it is. They don't.
Maybe they're making more of an effort.
The other thing is, when they show these bands on the festivals or tours or whatever, it's like there's no costumes and shit blowing up on stage and all this crap. No show offs. No look at me. Right.
Nope. It's just they pyrotechnics.
The Brits just grab the bass, the guitar, sit behind the drum kit, step up to the mic, and do it better than us. And in my mind, the battle of the brains goes to the UK every time. Let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. I'm sorry. This is One Tough Awesome Lady.
She doesn't even know.
It's Ada Loveless.
Ada.
Ada Loveless. Lovelace?
Lovelace, right.
Ada?
Ada.
Ada?
With an A. It's an A. It's a big A with like...
All right, you pronounce her name the rest of the show. Born in 1815 from, guess where? London, England. It's the London, England show. Welcome. Ada
Lovelace
was an English mathematician, believed that intuition and imagination were important when applying mathematical and scientific concepts. Ada
Lovelace
had a rough childhood. Does anyone see a pattern? Most of the people we mentioned on One Tough Awesome Lady had a rough childhood.
Well, sometimes you have to go with inside your brain and kind of create your world.
Had an alcoholic father who left, a mother who was distant, and the grandma. If it's not for the grandma, nobody would get raised. Ada Loveless.
Lovelace
is no different. In her teenage years, math started to become an obsession. In 1833, Ada
Lovelace
met Charles Babbage, another English mathematician who originated the concept of a digital programmable computer. The first
also known as
computer.
The father of computers.
He called it the difference engine.
Right.
Lovelace became fascinated with Charles Babbage's machine. Ada kept notes, many notes, that explained the difference engine's function. And those notes found their way onto printed articles. So many accolades for this lady.
Right.
The U.S. Department of Defense uses a computer language called Ada.
Ada. She was also friends with Mary Somerville, who was a Scottish astronomer and mathematician who played a key role in calculating the discovery of Neptune.
The Association for Women in Computing has the Ada Lovelace Award. Novels, plays, films.
She has a day on the calendar, people. She also, I don't know if you're going to get into this, she was a gambler.
I heard.
And what she liked to gamble on, Steve and I can kind of relate, because she liked to bet on the ponies.
Hell yeah. In 1953, more than a century after her death, Ada Lovelace's notes on Charles Babbage's engine were a description of a computer and software.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes Ada Lovelace one tough, awesome lady. All right, we didn't watch anything, did we?
We watched something, and we're probably going to get in an argument about this, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'll take the damage. Music Box is a group that does great documentaries for HBO, and one of the documentaries they did was called Yacht Rock, a documentary. It chronicles the rise and fall and rise again of soft rock. Epitomized of such artists as Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, Steely Dan.
When did it rise
Toto,
again?
Late 1970s and 80s. Later on, this group of guys did this comedy thing. It's a YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube, LA-based comedy group. did a thing. They actually coined the phrase yacht rock. Back when this music was happening, back when we were, what, middle school, high school?
They just called it
rock. They just called it soft rock or easy listening or whatever. It's what you would, back in the olden days, children, we had two channels. One was MTV, which was for the youngins. And then there was another channel called VH1. And most of this music made it to VH1 if it showed up on that channel at all.
You're right.
Anyway, it's a very easily listening genre, generally mocked and even dismayed by music because it rocked, but it didn't really rock because, of course, there was jazz influences and R&B influences and really very soulful rock.
My problem with a lot of those, whatever. Who came up with yacht rock? Who called it that?
I just told you this group of comedians there in L.A. in 2005.
Okay.
They came up with the term yacht rock.
A group of comedians. That narrows it down.
Well, it was a bunch of guys. They weren't the L.A. comedians or whatever, but they came up with the term, and they did a little web series that you can now watch on YouTube.
I think it's a correct description of it. Again, my problem with it was each one of those, not all of them, but most of them had, like, you talk about one hit wonders. Oh, I mean, you can hear the song and go, oh, I remember that song, and you have no idea who the hell it is.
But I'm going to back it up by one thing. Most of the guys from Toto were from the Valley. And they all ended up trying to do stuff. And they ended up being session musicians, which a lot of musicians, other successful bands, would use for other stuff there in L.A. And as eventually they got together and started to make a band of their own.
Toto considered yacht rock?
Yes, Toto is considered yacht rock.
Damn, and I like a couple of their songs.
And these people won Grammy Awards. Captain Tennille. Christopher Cross, he won like 5 Grammys.
For Sailing.
Right. Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, Best. And really ticked off Barbara Streisand because she wanted freaking Evergreen to win everything. And guess what, Barbie? It didn't. And let's see, who else?
And then Christopher disappeared.
Right. Toto, 99, and Africa. Steely Dan's album is really...
Steely Dan, Rupert, I will never understand.
Rupert Holmes, which are your Pina Colada, your Doobie Brothers, your Hall & Oates. And even they'll say Hall & Oates has some, but they had more Philly-type R&B sounds, not
They
LA.
Went more poppy later on.
They were
on.
More pop.
Later on.
Some of Toto's albums, Record of the Year, Record...
Well, they were
Rosanna.
Very talented musicians.
That's right. That's the thing is you do. People are giving them hell for this shit, but you got to remember. Let's see, it was very well recorded. Everything was precise.
The production, when you listen to these songs on your stereo, they sounded
right. There was
awesome.
Like at one point in the documentary. This is the song that they would use to sell stereos for the stereo salesman. They would use some of this, and it was well recorded. And the musicianship was unbelievably good. And as time goes on, of course, they fall in a favor. And, of course, Thriller comes along. But most of the guys that Quincy, God rest Quincy, he just died last year, that Quincy used to make Thriller were Toto. Most of the musicians from Toto worked on Thriller.
I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Yeah, nobody knew that. But, you know, it's a great documentary. I mean,
I watched some of it.
We grew up with this music, and, you know, it really wasn't, I was into punk, I was into Cheap Trick, I was into The Police, I wasn't into...
But see, you got to remember back then, FM radio, you didn't have a choice. We didn't have Sirius, we didn't have make your own playlist on whatever.
Boss Skaggs had one good album, come on.
Again, I remember sitting in the back seat of the car with my parents and listening to some of this shit, and it's, you know, one out of 20 songs, right? You go,
that's
cool.
A good one. That's
and
a good
the
one.
Rest of it was whatever.
Anyway, if you want to and you want to get into what happened. You know, the kids seem to like this music, or some kids seem to. I mean, there are bands out there.
This band, I can't think of them, but it's like six or seven, looks like college kids.
Right.
And I think they call themselves Yacht Rock something or whatever. And they're on YouTube. They're great. I mean, they're great. And they play all these songs, and you're like, wow, I remember that song. But whatever, it's cool, you know.
If you want to get into learning more about this little blip in music history in between punk and glam and everything else that came out in the 70s and early 80s or whatever, watch this documentary. You can watch it on Max. I'm not sure if it's ever showing up again on HBO, but it's a good documentary. And, you know, there's a whole channel on, what is it, Sirius. That's a Yacht Rock channel.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. There was even a Yacht Rock Christmas, but I didn't even go there.
Who did that song, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl? What a good wife you would be, such a fine
Anyway, there are some gems.
And I don't know who the hell did it. I don't know the name of the band, but I remember the song.
There are some gems among the sand that is Yacht Rock. So anyway, check it out. Yacht Rock, the Doc and D-U-C-K documentary.
There's bands that come around here that are cover bands that promote themselves as Yacht Rock. And the only way to get down with that is just to get completely wasted. All right, let's move on. We got a shot?
We have a shot. It's the Jack Frost shot. It's 2 ounces of pineapple juice, 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce blue Curacao, 1 ounce of cocoa, creme de coco. My daughter says this is like a blue motorcycle.
It does look like it's got a little foam on top.
Not bad.
Something strong.
It's tropical.
What is that?
I think it's the creme de coco.
Ow, there's cocoa in there.
Creme de coconut.
All right, give me that shot again.
It is 2 ounces of pineapple, 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce blue Curacao, 1 ounce creme de coconut.
Don't put the coconut shit in there. And you got a good shot. All right. Band of the week. We were bumpered in with a band called Deep Sea Diver, formed in 2009 from Seattle, Washington. Jessica Dobson, guitar and vocals. Her husband, Peter Manson, on drums. Elliot Jackson on guitar and synth. And
Garrett Goo
on bass. I know Jessica Dobson from her days with the Shins. I don't know if she was up there when I saw the Shins live. I hope she wasn't, because I love the Shins, but that was a bad show. Deep Sea Diver is basically Jessica Dobson's baby.
Pretty much is.
Their third album from 2020 called Impossible Weight was voted by KEXP. Is one of the top albums of that year. I dig Deep Sea Diver's vibe. I like the sound. I like their lyrics. Very cool band.
She talks a bit about this song that we used, Billboard Heart, in an interview. She said, it is a nod to the simplicity of my favorite Tom Petty songs and my love for Wim Wenders' Paris, Texas. Which I am a Wim Wenders fan myself, so I get what she's talking about. The feeling of standing in a lonesome desert, embracing every particle of yourself, even the ones that are hard to look at, fighting for your spirit to move through the world without entanglement. It is being present and embracing the future, wholeheartedly letting go to the amount of control I think I have in this life. Billboard Heart is both longing for something that does not exist in a place where you can be free. Now, if you want to listen to this group, this band, they're going to be the Treefort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho, somewhere between March 26th and March 30th.
Well, she described the song. The video has her kind of freewheeling in the desert or just outside.
Now, I like Wim Wenders. He's kind of an interesting filmmaker. I'll put it that way.
He did the video?
I think that's what inspired her.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Definitely go to iTunes and download the song Billboard Heart, the song we were bumpered in with today. Check out Deep Sea Diver. They got lots of killer songs wherever you get your music. I thank everyone for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.